After a winter of waiting for interest rates to fall, the North Shore real estate market is still waiting for interest rates to fall. But there have also been signs of activity as the traditionally busy spring market gets into gear. Listings ticked up over 30% last month over January for apartments and townhouses. Sales are also up over the same time last year, particularly in North Vancouver. "We have had a few multiple offer situations," said Calvin Lindberg, real estate agent with Angel Hasman and Associates in West Vancouver. One older house described as basically a tear-down, on a large lot in Ambleside, was recently listed for almost $1.8 million. It sold for over $750,000 over the asking price in just days, after receiving 37 offers. "A number of those offers were from builders," said Lindberg, an indication the market could be picking up. Multiple offers have also been received on some properties in North Vancouver. "What that tells me is there's a lot of pent-up demand," said Lindberg. "When something good comes on the market, there is a high interest for it. Everybody's just waiting." Here are some of the most and least expensive homes to sell over the first 2 months of 2024 on the North Shore. This home at 3174 Travers Avenue in West Van sold for $11 million. Brock Smeaton Personal Real Estate Corporation. Most expensive detached home. The most expensive single-family home to sell so far in 2024 is at 3174 Travers Avenue in West Vancouver's exclusive West Bay neighborhood. The exclusive waterfront home, in an area which is often home to the North Shore's top sales and assessments, sold for $11 million February 26 after just 4 days on the market. The 4,600-square-foot home is classically beautiful, according to seller's real estate agent Brock Smeaton. The 17-year-old home was designed by architect Brad LaMoureux and completely rebuilt in 2007. The 4-bedroom, 5-bathroom home features an expansive open plan with oceanfront views. Downstairs features a wine room, games room and media room including theater-quality equipment, while upstairs the master bedroom features a gorgeous ensuite. The home is fully automated, including lighting and blind controls. Seaside, there is a covered veranda including barbecue center and fireplace overlooking the pool and spa. Expansive patios overlook landscaping by landscape architect Paul Sanga. The property was last assessed in 2023 at just over $10 million. This unusual side-by-side duplex at 9 Glenmore Drive sold for $2.6 million. Zielty.ca. Most expensive townhouse. The most expensive townhouse on the North Shore is a 3,500-square-foot half-duplex in West Vancouver's exclusive Glenmore neighborhood. The bespoke 6-bedroom side-by-side duplex at 9 Glenmore Drive sold for $2.6 million January 21. The home boasts hardwood floors, and a bright open concept living space throughout the main floor and a massive 12-foot-wide eclipse door system that opens out to a heated, covered outdoor patio. In addition to the 4 bedrooms upstairs, the basement includes a separate 2-bedroom suite with kitchen. This penthouse apartment at 701-768 Arthur Erickson Place in Annie's West Vancouver Evelyn project sold for just under $3.5 million. Zielty.ca. Most expensive apartment. The most expensive apartment to sell at the beginning of the year is a 3-bedroom, 3-bathroom penthouse at 701-768 Arthur Erickson Place in Annie's West Vancouver Evelyn project. The 2,000-square-foot south-facing home sold for just under $3.5 million on February 2 after 107 days on the market. The 5-year-equals-old apartment features a large den, 1,500 square feet of south-facing patio and high-end kitchen appliances by Sub-Zero and Miele. A luxurious ensuite off the master bedroom features quartz countertops. Other perks include automated lighting and sound control with built-in speakers, and secure double-gated parking. Other amenities in the development include an exercise room, steam room, sauna and concierge. This duplex at 1795 Rufus Drive in North Vancouver's Westland neighborhood sold for $1.5 million. Zielty.ca. Least expensive single-family home. The least expensive single-family home to sell in February was an unusual non-strata side-by-side duplex at 1795 Rufus Drive in North Vancouver's Westland neighborhood. The 1,700-square-foot home, three-bedroom, two-bathroom home on a fully fenced lot sold for $1.5 million February 4 after just 12 days on the market. The 45-year-old home was updated after 2016 and features an open floor plan, large deck and updated kitchen, plus natural gas fireplace and plenty of storage. This North Vancouver townhouse in the Baden Park development was such a deal it was snapped up in 2 days for $810,000. Zielty.ca. Least expensive townhouse. The least expensive townhouse to sell on the North Shore sold in just 2 days, and it hasn't even been built yet. The townhouse at 106-948 Lytton Street is in Anthem's hip new Baden Park development of condos and townhouses in North Vancouver. The two-bedroom, two-bathroom ground floor unit of 744 square feet with its own private patio sold January 22 in 2 days for just under $810,000. The new development at the corner of Lytton Street and Mount Seymour Parkway riffs on North Shore themes and has been popular with buyers with several recent sales in the past 2 months. This apartment in a co-op building at 204-155 East 5th Street in Lower Lonsdale sold for $314,000. Zielty.ca. Least expensive apartment. The least expensive apartment to sell on the North Shore at the beginning of the year is an unusual one. The 600-square-foot one-bedroom, one-bathroom apartment in the Winchester Estates at 204-155 East 5th Street in Lower Lonsdale is actually part of a co-op ownership. So the $314,000 sale price is actually for shares in the co-op, which requires a 35% down payment. The well-maintained building dates back to 1970. A balcony offers views over to Burrard Inlet and Vancouver. Located on a quiet street within walking distance to everything. The apartment sold January 23 after 15 days on the market.